Here we go. Paragil Mishnagibul Bar Shahu Mali Mayim Shuvim Vaham Vamanich Nesis Leil Yetza Mimenu. A bar that's Mali Mayim Shuvim Vamanich Nesis Leil Yetza Mimenu. An Amma. An Amma means one Amma. It's one Amma wide. That's why it's called an Amma. It means a path. The reason why a path was called an Amma was because that was the measure of the path, the width. Okay, what does that all mean? Picture number 54. So here we go, picture number 54, a lot of words over here. Rainwater flowing to the Yama. Okay, bar moli mayim shuvim, and the middle is mayim shuvim. On the left it says mayim hayotzim min habar v'zormim ba'ama harei elu mayim shemu'uravim bohem gam min hamayim hashuvim v'gam mei geshamim shenichnas l'bar. It says haruvis oisim cheshbon kama min hamayim hayotzim hei mayim shuvim shahayu b'bar v'kama hei mayim mei geshamim shenichnas l'bar v'yotzu shayetzu min habar mayim shuvim. When enough water from the bar goes out kol kach sh'ad shaloi nishar mehem b'bar El pachos mishleish lugim, nase habar mikve kosher. The Zelbazach, the same exact thing we had in the previous two Mishnayos. Two of these previous Mishnayos says flooding. Exactly the same exact thing as before. Now losha mishna seinu le'olam ehu b'psulay ad sheyishchashev l'shloim mishnar min arishon mishleish lugim. So the Bavustakasha, the Gas and Avenue M, everyone's asking this Kasha. Everyone's talking about this in Avenue M. Why Mishnah Gimel is the terminology Maloivoid? Why Mishnah Aleph and Beis? Let's use the terminology, the famous Bavustakasha, everyone in the Gans Kali Yisrael is talking about. When it comes to Mikvois, all you have to say is Mikvois Paragimel, the first thing that comes to the lips is, what's the chilik between Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Yil, Mishnah Aleph Beis? It says, add the terminology, Sheyetzin Menim Levoid. Over here it says a different nusach of Sheyishashev Shlo Nishnavir Rishonim Mishnah Shlugim. My high. So, he says over here in the bottom, Hev the law, Shnah Beis, Mishnah Seyin, Mishnah Aleph, Melamdenu. Good to the last drop. The eel of Mishnah Seinu ain't on Usaimchim Alkach, Ella Oisin Cheshbain, the Chavur Bitsiur. We don't assume it actually left. Ikra din Vadai Sheke Shemaim Neuflim Lamikva, Maim Yitzim and Minamikva. It's really possible. Hikilu bohem v'yamru kishiyashu min amikva mayim b'shiur miloyoy v'oyd unoyim shiyashu mayim absulim. So he's saying there's a very big difference. It's not the same thing. He's saying the previous Mishnah, you only need a certain volume of water. Miloyoy v'oyd. If there are 20 lugim and there are 20 saw and 3 lugim, you need 20 saw and a mashu. Here, that's not sufficient in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, you need to have a cheshbon, which will basically mean it's going to be more than 20 saw. You have to make a scientific forensic investigation. You have to bring in all the scientists from the CDC and from the FAA and from the IRS. The people from the IRS probably could do a much better job than the people from the CDC to do this investigation. You make an analysis to figure out exactly how much water to know in the world of reality. Not in the world of politics and make believe how much, just theoretically speaking, a certain amount of water went out. No, lemaisa. When you pump, when you turn on the fire hydrant, and you start causing the water to flow, and there's a bar mayim shuvim, the world of reality. How long will it take until you mamish can be certain all the water in the bar has now been replaced, has been replenished? You know how you do this? food coloring, food coloring. All these experiments you can do is you put some food coloring into the water, into the bar. And now you know all the water, the mayim shuvim in the bar is tray for water. It's mayim shuvim. And then you turn on the fire hydrant and you measure, you put a gauge, some type of measuring gauge on the water that's flowing out of the fire hydrant. And you let it go down and mingle with the mayim shuvim in the bar and flood and go out into the next valley. And you have another electronical device that's able to measure color. And when the water that comes out, now it's shiur, let's say the water in the bar, because you put food coloring into the water, when the water now changes to a color that is acceptable, now you can be certain that there's no longer in the bar any of the original mayim shiur, because we've attached to each H2O molecule, we've attached another molecule of some other letters in the alphabet. I don't know which ones. Maybe some of them can cause a chemical explosion that will destroy the world. But you ask a couple more of these little letters, which will give it color. Color, like in black, white, brown. You know? Schwarze. Negro. Asian. Hispanic. One of those. You don't seem to be in a good mood today. What's wrong? You okay?
I'm just learning in my mother's house because my mother got the vaccine today.
She okay?
Yeah. I mean, so I'm just staying here for a while to make sure that everything's okay.
Wow, you're a good son.
So we have her caretaker here, who's Eina Yehudi, Vigam Kushi.
I need to start Chlios Beloshoni Noki Lele Daber Dava She Shehu Ye Mashma Shani.
זה שחור כאור, מאוס, וטעוב, ושקץ.
ואין ארום זווק בברך.
שקץ. דבר מתואב ומכוער. הם לא יפים, הם חושבים שכושים שחורים יפים, אבל אין זה נכון.
אבל כתוב שחור עני ונבח, נכון?
נכון, אבל זה שחור עני ונבוא, הוא מדבר בעניין אחר, צריך לדרך החכמים, אבל בדרך הלשון של בני אדם, שחור הוא כאור ופגום. האף שלהם אינם יפים, העיניים שלהם. כל מה שאומר בשיר השירים, לעניין הכוסים והשחורים, הם להפך. כולך יפה ראי סימו מימך, כולך כאור מכאורי, ודבר שולים אין בך.
אתה יודע מה שבן עזרא אומר על הפסוק שבהפטורת של פרשס אמר הלא כבני כושיים,
כן?
אתה מליד אומר שכמעט ש... Father's Day is the most confusing on this fight. Mamish in those words.
Nachon, weiter. Now, what's the cheshbon? Ketzad is the cheshbon. Anu aymim. Shachat.
The difference between picture 50 and 54 as yesh begal. Begal shebedugma hachamishim. אנחנו מדברים במקווה
שהיה פחוס כבר, נכון? Well, it does talk English. I don't know who you two are. Picture number 50, it's the same exact thing. There's 20 soft. Make believe picture 50. In picture 50, there's 20 soft. In picture 54, there's also 20. In the center, there's 20 soft. There's a very big difference, though. In picture number 50, when it floods, if you have a measurement and it floods exactly 20 saw and a mashu, you're done. You don't need it to flood more than 20 and a mashu. Since you're starting out with 20 saw, that's no good. As soon as you tip 20 and a mashu, you're finished. Whereas in picture number 54, it's not enough to flood. It's not enough to flood a 20 and a mashu. You have to make a calculation, which is going to explain where you can be absolutely certain that you no longer have any water from the original bar left, which is going to mean you're going to have a lot more water, because in the other calculation, how much water does it take to flood in order to guarantee that you push out from the bar in the center all of the original water? If I would not see what it's about to say on the bottom, I would say you would do a forensic test. And the way you would do that in modern society today was you use food coloring. They do this.
Why do you say that 54 is talking about a 40 saw mikvah?
Not 40 saw, 20 saw, 20 saw, I'm sorry, 20 saw. Same thing. In the center, in the roundabout.
Where does it say 20 saw?
That's the assumption. You have a bar of mayim she'uvim. So look over here, so you want to go make the bar of the mayim she'uvim into kosher water. You want to make all the water in that pit over there into kosher water. You want to make it kosher. So how can you be certain that now the water inside there is now no longer mayim she'uvim? It's now kosher water. My nafkamina. Anyway, I guess the nafkamina would be if you want to go be toivel a kli. When we learned before, this whole machleg is how much water do you need to make a kosher mikvah? So we said you need 40 saw for a human being, but for a utensil you do not need 40 saw. You only need even less than 40 saw. So let's say you would want to go use the bar to be toivel kalim mikvah. So then it's not kosher. It's 20 saw of mayim shuvim. Ah, but there's rainwater coming down the amma. It's flooding the bar. So let's now measure if it was flooded by 20 and a mashahu, that should be sufficient. The answer is it's not sufficient. Because since here the bar itself has real mayim shuvim, this is not a chumrah from the manishtana. This is the real deal. This is real mayim shuvim. So here we have to be certain that we flushed the water in the bar entirely. So just letting it flood 20 and a mashu is not going to be sufficient. It's not going to be a thorough, it's not, that's not going to be a thorough flushing.
Now, in theory, out there, this is a bigger chiddush than a mikveh that's mem sav mayim shuvim, because this is in the process of kashering the mikveh, whereas over here, meaning that if there's a psul in the beginning, then we say that it's not likely that it can be kashered again. But over here, when let's say you're dealing with mem sav of mayim shuvim, then you have to wait for 40 saw to flow out. You have to measure on the way out.
It's not going to be enough. He's saying that's not going to be enough to measure 40 saw coming out, because 40 saw is just a theoretical number. In the previous Mishnah Aleph, when we have to have at Shietze Umeloyoy, that just means that's just make believe, because we all know good and well that after 20 saw of water comes out on the other side, you can be certain for real that physically, the real original water is still in the bar. A good amount of the original water is still in the bar. It still is in the mikvah. Why are we so lenient? Because since it's only a chumrah, really it's good water. 20 saw was good geshmak water. The reason why the 20 saw became problematic is a chumrah, because 3 logim of mayim shuvim fell inside. So since the whole thing anyway is a big chumrah, so therefore we can be makel and we can work in the world of theory. If 21 log saw 20 log saw of water came out on the other side, so since theoretically it can theoretically be possible that the 20 saw of no good water has now been flushed out, it's good enough. What do you mean it's good enough? It's not the world of reality. We all know good and well that didn't really happen. Doesn't matter. We live in a world of make-believe. We think the president was really Biden, really Trump won the election. Doesn't matter. You live in the world of make-believe. So it's fine. As long as theoretically, it's good. Why? Because anyway, not make the whole thing anyway is not really awesome. Because the truth is, Trump wasn't the president to begin with anyway. He also got into office illegally. So what's the difference? Anyway, the whole reality anyway is skewed. But if we're dealing with the real deal, like in picture number 54, we're dealing with real, every molecule of the water in the bar is no good, and we want to flush it out, then allowing the equivalent of liquid that's in the bar to be flushed out will not suffice, because it didn't come out for real. It's really no good, the water. We have to do a forensic scientific analysis to be certain that every single drop of water came out of there. And when you're going to do it that way, then it's going to probably be a lot more water that you're going to need to flush it out. And I tell you, in modern day, what you would do is you take food coloring. You put food coloring into the bar so you could identify the water in the bar with this red color, let's say red color. And then you turn on the fire hydrant and you measure the water that flows on the other side. And after the equivalent of the water in the bar comes out, the water in the bar is still going to be red. It's still going to be colored because it'll be lighter. It won't be so intense, but it's still going to be colored red, because that means you did not really fully flush out all the water. When you get all the water in the bar, it changes color to a clear white. Oh, that's an indication that you've really flushed out of the original bar all of the dirty water. And then you can go look at your gauge, see how much water actually came out. Look at the water meter. How much water you actually needed to go flow down the pit to get rid of the water in the bar. And you're going to discover you're going to be paying a hefty price for that water bill. That water bill is not going to be any cheap. It's going to be a lot of money because you're talking to need a lot. Now, how do you make the cheshbon? So it doesn't seem they used in ancient days food coloring. They had other techniques at their disposal. What were their techniques? So case as the cheshbon on oimim shechatz min amayim hayotzim mehem min amayim shuvim shem betchil bebar vechatz hehem min amayim shamim shnaflu achshav lebar. He says 50%. That means you have a double. 50. Me'o amma shol b'shoseinu chayim me'i geshamim. So he's saying over here is, he's saying, it sounds like you have to go do twice, it seems. You have to double. He's saying, what's the cheshbon? Keitzor is a cheshbon. Anu, m'shachatzi min amayim hayotzi min abar heim shuv. Mayim shuv, m'shay b'tchi lebar, v'chatzi heim min amayim geshamim shunaf l'achshav lebar. That's the maskonas harayvid. So it would seem that if you do double, you're going to be okay. It seems only chatzi. Yeah, then he goes, meha ma'ama.
So basically, you need a half the amount in the bar. You need half the amount in the bar has to exit, right?
No, you need all of it to exit. You need all of it to exit. Go back to the previous caption.
No. I hear, but we're assuming that what exits is half that's in the bar.
Right, so that means you have to double. So therefore, in other words, over here, if you need half, and that basically sounds like what he's writing, that you're going to have to flood it double. If you have in the bar 20 lugim of mayim shuvim, you're going to have to flood it with 40 lugim of mayim shuvim. What do you mean kabar? What do you mean by kabar? What do you mean by that?
In the beginning of Eilu Metzias, it talks about, you know, that you find something in a lost area in where is it? Machna Debay Dori. Something in the threshing ground. So then the Gemara there discusses how much of an area is considered how much is considered to be the area that you found it in for it to be considered like a private resource or public resource. I don't remember anymore. Never mind. The first Gemara in Eilu Metzias, and it talks about the different things.
All right. Well, I don't remember. That was a long time ago. Eilu Metzias.
That you have to double. You have to double the area. It's good.
Take one. Take one. What? You don't have anything over here? Just off. What? You have a headache? Yeah. You have a headache? Everything okay? Take it off.
Take one.
What's that right there?
Okay.
I can't. I just the top.
So we're going to give you Okay, one sec. No, you don't want to have?
No.
Okay. Then I can't take anything off. Okay, sorry for that. I'm back with you.
No problem. No problem. Let's go weiter. Take your time, Homer. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine. So he says I have to take double to get rid of.
Once. Okay. Weiter. Okay. Good. Weiter.
Yeah.
All right. So he says you need double. That's what he seems saying over here. You have to have double the amount. Okay. Weiter. Ketzer oisim cheshbon. How do you make the calculation? On and we say as follows: Chatzi menamayim hayetzer hayim menamayim b'shuvim v'shoy b'dchilu v'shuv b'bar v'chatzi menamayim b'gishav b'shuv l'ashav l'bar. Fine. Next, me'ah ama shal b'shuv seinu chaim megishavim. The me'ah ama of our mishnah is rainwater. The im hayu zarmim be'ama mei ma'ayon. The me'ah hamayon hayu oisim esamayim shabbar l'mukhbar b'shav shayim mischabim itam u'miyat hayu nasa bar l'mikva kasher. Okay, another yesod. The reason why over here that we don't say that the water itself, the rainwater, should make me mitayer, because rainwater is only kosher when it's stationary, when it's ashbayrin. But when the rainwater is flowing, it's zarmin. When it's in motion, it's not going to have the koyach. But if it would be a mayon would have the koyach to be mitayer even when it's in motion. So if the mayon was flowing over here into the bar, immediately through neshika, through touching, will make all the water inside the bar 100% kosher. Okay, ha'ara. We have a following observation. The case is where the Geshamim in the Amma does not have 40 saw. Sheim hoy bochem shir hoyu hoyu me Amma mitadim is a mayim shebabar miyak kishoyu mischar mi lohem. V'yaf al pisha hamei Gesham zoichalin. This we learned yesterday. It's a very big chiddush. Okay, I don't think the Irish person knows this. Is that mei Gesham zoichalin is effective for neshika. But it's not effective. It can't be kosher mikvah. It cannot be mitaher, the contaminated. But it can be machsh, it can be mitaher. V'zoichalim shel mei geshamim, eina mitarim, zoichalim, wait, yapi shel mei geshamim, zoichalim, v'zoichalim shel mei geshamim, eina, it's not mitahir. There's a big yisoid, murdik yisoid, never would know, go through a whole life, many lifetimes. I think there have been people that have gone through many lifetimes not realizing this halacha. That mei geshamim, that zoichalim, only thing it can do is be mitahir, a tame. But it can be machsh, it can make the water to good water. The water just has to now stop moving. Go to a mikveh, the filter is on. Go to the mikveh, the filter is on, so what? So the mikveh is no good. The mikveh is only no good when the filter is running. But think about this. When they turn off the filter and the water stops, so why is the mikveh kosher? Once the mikveh was no good, when the water was circulating because the filter was on, so once it's no good, it should remain no good forever. Teretz says, no. Just because the water is no good right now, that's only because it's... You need to go so far. That's a Rebbe Chiddush, to say such a thing. You go to a mikvah. So I remember, it happened a few times to me already. Go to the mikvah and the filter is on. And the water is moving. You see the water is gushing out of the thing. The water is gushing out of the pipes, whatever. The water is moving. Well, maybe not. Maybe then they do hashaka. So then you do hashaka. Afterwards, I don't know how it all works. I don't know how the mikvah works.
How do you know that the filter is on? Just because water is flowing in between the two bars, who's to say the filter is on simultaneously? Just because you hear the noise or because you don't hear the noise?
No, sometimes you go to the mikveh, it's actually the water is coming out of a pipe. There's water, there's a lot of noise, and you see water gushing into the mikveh. Depends on the mikveh. I don't know, Shmim, they redid it now. So I don't know what they did over there. It's a whole new system now. We totally redid the system. But some of the older mikvahs, the filter, you basically pump the water out of the mikvah into a filtration system, and the water in the filtration system becomes cleansed, and then they pump the water back inside. So now, if that water goes into a utensil, into a kli, then the water becomes then becomes a mei shuvim. But even if it becomes mei shuvim, I'm assuming that not enough water is taken out at one moment in time. Not enough water is taken out of the mikvah at one moment in time that even if you'll tell me that when it goes into the filter, the water becomes disqualified, so what? You have enough good water left over inside the mikvah, more than 40 so that maintains in the mikvah itself a kosher mikvah. So when the water comes back from the filter, so you're just putting in tap water into a kosher mikvah, which is not a problem. But there's another problem. The other problem is sometimes the filter is so strong, it causes all the water in the mikvah is moving. It's moving through the system. It's being sucked through a filter. There's a filter that's sucking in all the water. Even though it's not a lot of motion, the motion is not very intense, because it only can suck in that amount, there's a certain amount of water at one moment in time, but it sucks in enough water every moment where there's like a swirling motion. The mikveh is like a whirlpool. The mikveh is on a very small scale, because it's sucking in the water into the filter. By sucking water into the filter and causing the water to go through a process which caused the whole mikvah to swirl, the mikvah now becomes, it's no longer ashboiren. It's no longer stationary. It's in motion. So the Velt says that when we have that situation, you cannot be toivel. It's not going to be effective because the water has to be ashboiren, has to be stationary. What's the shiur? How many miles an hour? What's called move? Is it 10 miles an hour, 20 miles an hour, 90 miles an hour, 2 miles an hour? No one knows the answer to that question. No one has given you an answer. So the assumption is even the smallest amount, you have to assume it's no good. We don't know what the shear is. The bottom line is, there's a filter. The filter is sucking the water. There is a motion. There is a sensation. If you sit there in the mikveh, you'll feel the sensation of the water moving. It's no longer stationary. Memela, it's not kosher. So my question is, let's say the water stops. Okay, we stop the water. Turn off the filter. So I turn off the filter. Does that mean all the water, since the water was now disqualified because it was in motion, when the water stops, maybe we should say that once it was no good, it remains no good forever. And if I want to make the mikveh good,
but that's only the water that's outside the mikveh that's in the filter. But as long as it's memsa within the mikveh.
No, I want to say that all the water in the mikveh itself is also because all the water in the mikveh is in motion. The water. Forget about the psul. Let's say there is no psul.
The bar, but it's in the bar. It hasn't gone outside of the bar.
So not many mikvos. They clog the bar. They only open the bar for 1 second. That's really the best thing to do. The best thing is to close the bar right away. You open the bar for 1 second to do hashaka, and then you close it. Then you close it because you don't want to dilute. You don't want to dilute the purity of the water in the bar. Okay, they don't do it all the time. There's a whole story behind that. But let's say for argument's sake, the plug is in. In the morning, they come in there, they open the plug, they fill the water with fresh water. And then they open up the plug, and they do hashaka. The hashaka now makes the mikvah kosher. Now they take the plug, and they plug it, they close up the plug. So that's it. The bar is off limits. The real bar is off limits. The mikvah is now kosher because they did hashaka, and they only do hashaka once. You don't need to do hashaka the whole day. So you don't have to do people, they come in the mikvah, they think they're very firm, they pull out the plug. They don't realize they're making more trouble than they're doing a maila. They go and they're taking out the plug. Oh, they're a frumak. He wants that when he's in the mikvah, he should be hashaka to the bar. Very nice. But by you doing this, you are severely diluting the pure water in the bar with the mikvah water in the mikvah. You're severely, because of the temperature, being that the water in the bar is heated, and in the mikvah is heated, and the water in the bar is not heated. So because there's a change in temperature, that caused a dramatic mingling of the mikvah, of the bar and the regular mikvah due to the change in temperature between the two. So by the time you finish dunking your head in a couple of times, you think it's a frumak, you basically ruin the mikvah for everyone else, for the rest, forever. Because now there's been so much dilution between the two, you no longer have inside the bar pure rainwater. The water inside the bar now has basically been mingled with all of the tap water and the chlorine. So what you have in the bar now is chlorine and tap water, and the mikvah, the filthy, dirty water in the bar with all the garbage and rodents and poison and cause of COVID and the pesticides and what's called the foot disease. They get
fungus.
But what people they get cellulitis. You've taken all the poisonous water that's in the bar. You brought it into the mikvah to poison everyone. So look at this frum guy. This guy's a tzaddikal. Oh, Kaddish Vatar. Learned the Lakewood. He knows called Harukula. He knows better than you. He knows better than everyone. His the green on his dollar bills is greener than the green on your dollar bills. He has a special magic marker to make sure that green is ganz stark. But in the process of all of his frumkeit, he's basically poisoned all the people that are coming into the mikvah. He's given them cellulitis, given them COVID, fungus. He's caused them all to die 20 years premature. And everyone that will ever go to the mikvah will never have a kosher dunk again. A Dunkin' Donuts. That's what happens over here. So they do is you close the spout, you close it. So now, then they put on the filter, and the filter causes all the water to swivel. When the water swivels, I'm making a suggestion. When the water swivels, it becomes no good because it's no longer aspiring. When the music stops, then all the water stops. Whoever says now when the water stops, the water goes back to be reinstated as good kosher water. Maybe once the water was disqualified because it was in motion, it's never going to be qualified again. It's never going to be good again. Kamashal, that's not true. The water is good water. It's good, stark water. Just because it was in motion, that was a mum oiver. Das gven a mum oiver. It will pass, gam zayavar. And then when the motion stops, and the water now is stationary, now the water is reinstated to become good kosher water. The same way we say that principle when it comes to the common modern mikvah in America, on East 18th Street and Frankel's, and runners, that principle was already taught in ancient times, the time of the Mishnayis in this picture, where it says that the water that is in motion, if it's 40 saw, if you have 40 saw in motion and it makes contact, hashaka, with the water in the bar, the water in the bar becomes kosher water. Oh, but how, why is it kosher water? The source of its kosherness is in motion. If I were to be, I would dunk in the water, the 40 saw that's flowing down the Amma, I would not be tar. Because the water that's flowing down, even though it's rainwater, but it's in motion. If it's motion, it's not powerful enough to be metaher me. If it's not powerful enough to be, what?
Unless it's a mayan.
Unless it's a mayan. But here we go where it's not a mayan. So if it's not powerful enough to be metaher me, how could it possibly have the koyach to be metaher through contact the bar water? So it says over here, when the water is in motion, it's going to be a 40 saw of rainwater. This is not mayan water. It's rainwater, but it's 40. It's 40, and it's going down and makes contact with the bar. The bar becomes kosher, hashaka. What are you talking about? If I would be toivel in the actual 40 saw of rainwater flowing down the Yama, I would not become tar. So if it cannot be metar me, how can it make the water in the bar better? Incredible chiddush. So you see over here in Mori de Gezach, you see over here that even the person is not mamish tar, like a Chabad, even though they have problems, they can still do good for other people. Even though they're nuts, you know, they believe in crazy. You're no different than the Zoychim. That's what I'm going to tell the next time I see a Chabad guy. I'm going to say, listen, you know, I really wrote you off, but listen, I'm going to say to him, you're no different than the Megasham that Zoychim in the Amma. You're no different. You're no different that makes Negiah with the bar. You're no different. That's the next time I see a Chabad guy, that's what I'm going to tell him. I will trigger L'chaim. And then I'll say to him, did you put on tefillin today? Weiter. So mei alma shal mishna senu heim mei agasham. It's supposed to say that to a guy, a Chabad guy, and cholomoyed. Did you put on tefillin today? Cholomoyed?
Yeah.
Chamor bulidas. Nu, what's coming to him?
You know they drink five cups on the Achon Shal Pesach.
Zugas. They're Nizer and Zugas. I always said to the Chabad guy, how could the Rabbi Mashiach? It says Hine Nochi Shlech Lev Eis Eliyo Hadavi Lifnei Boyoyim Hashem. Where is Elia? If the Rebbe is Mashiach, where's Elia? Elia has lifnei boyayim Hashem. Where's Elia? Nothing to say. No answer. Ebazei, listen, the Rebbe was a great man. If the Rebbe was alive today, I would go to him and kiss his toenails. I would lick them. I would worship him if he was alive today. And so would every single living creature in this world. He was a real guy. He was the real dude. There was none like the Rebbe. The Rebbe was devoted, believe of nefesh, to the Klal Yisrael. Right.
Did you ever go to the Ayel?
Yep, I went to the Ayel once. I liked it. Actually, I liked it very much. I really did. I thought they were very smart that they didn't overdo it with Mashiach crazy Mashagas. It was pretty clean. It was pretty, you know, they didn't want to lose business. Not good for business. They kept it pretty clean. There was no mishagayim. They really cut out a lot of the mishagas. I liked it. I davened there. I felt his scarves. I liked it. I didn't take off my shoes.
But,
what?
I
didn't go that far, but I liked it. I felt I was within his presence. I asked him mechila for all the jokes I made about him. Everyone who goes, he has to ask Mechila. You have to ask Mechila from whatever. He was the greatest of the great. He really was.
I think when it came to Avot Yisrael, there was probably none like.
He was a genius. He was a real guy. He was a good person. He was plain Pashut, a good person. Good to the core. He was. He really was. He had no agenda. He really didn't. These Mishagoyim, they ruined the whole thing. They ruined the whole thing, these guys. He had a stroke. After he had the stroke for 2 years, they took advantage. the element is mishagayim when mishagayim. Hara. Medev mishasayidu sh'ein b'miyam b'gshom sh'ba'ama shir mem sob v'asachas. There's no form. Sh'im ha'yu b'chem shir b'zeh ha'yu b'chayu b'ama metar b'esam b'ayim b'shom b'miyam b'gshom yu b'chem lehem. Ya'al p'yish ha'me g'shom z'ech lehem sh'al g'shom b'im metar. Fine, but gabi mayim sh'uvim hikilu sh'arei elu metahayim elu. Wait. Wait, nachamol. 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 Im Heuer Bochem Schür sehr Heuer mehr Amber mit Hadem es am Eim Schibor Miyad Geschoy Mischam Lohem. Oh, but the Afal Gepi Shah Megisham Zeichalim, the Zeichalim shall Megisham im Eim mit Hadem. Oh, Territ says Gabe, 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 Maim Shuvim, I kill will make Shari Elu mit Hadem, Kim Wurl Bilel Bitsir. By Maim Shuvim, we're going to be Makel Shari Elu mit Taharim. I don't know what that means. Kimavul El Bitsir 51. What is it, 51? We're going to be Makel. Why are we going to be Makel? Why are we going to be Makel?
That's a classic Hashaka.
It's Hashaka, but it's in motion. All the water is in motion. I don't understand what he means over here. I don't understand the answer. Kilub, I don't understand.
That if you were dealing with Mayim Shuvim 40 saw, you can fix it up through straight Hashaka as opposed to
Hashaka with the 40 saw of the good water is stationary. Maybe the chibur water, the water that's gonna join the two together is moving, but you have to have a base. In the previous picture number 51, if you were to go to Mikvah on the top, picture number 51, if you were to dunk on the top. On the right side, there'll be kosher l'choladeis. Oh, but it's leaking. There's a leak. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe that's Taka the Raya.
That's the kind of either the top or the bottom. If you say Gerachas or Midoraisa, again, you can turn on the fire hydrant, and it can flow on the ground, and it can fill up the swimming pool, and that's okay. This is the same thing over here.
That's what you want to say. Right? Pshat is. You want to say the b'shal here is because since b'daraisa the bar anyway is kosher, but that's not what we're trying to do over here. Over here.
No, go say.
No, I hear what you say, but over here there's a problem. Over here, good. The water in the bar is anyway tar midan tyra. Suppose who says the case of the mission is going where there's a fire hydrant? Mayim shuvim is really no good. What do you say?
It's made gishem through an amma. I don't know, but that's even better than a fire.
No, but it has to come to stop. It has to come to rest.
So it's coming to rest in this bar that's pachas me'ayin.
But that's not what. But we're doing hashaka. In this note, he's saying we have water inside the bar. Let me ask you a question. Let's say the water in the bar is the worst possible mayim shuvim. I fill up a bucket of water, mamish, real many buckets of water into real utensils. And I pour it directly into the pit. There's no more mayim shuvim than this. This is the real, real, real mayim shuvim. Okay, this is mayim shuvim as it gets. And now I want to do hashaka. I'm doing hashaka to a body of water that I cannot be matar myself in. The mei gesham that's flowing down the river is not ashbayren. It's moving. If I were to dip in the 40 saw that's going down the amma, I would not become tar. Not even on a biblical level. If Megis Shamim is in motion, you do not become tar. Good, this 40 saw, very nice, but the water is in motion. If I dip, nothing happens to me. Now we're saying a chiddush that this water that's in motion, it's 40 saw, if it makes contact with Mayim She'uvim, which is no good, it's tar. What are you talking about? How could the source of the Mayim Shuvim in the bar become tar when the source is something which cannot make me tar? And what is he answering over here? Because like the previous picture, number 51, where, what are you talking about? What's the comparison? And page 51, in that picture, maybe I'm wrong, if a person would go and dunk his body on the top portion, on the right side, the top right side, would he be tar? I'm assuming that water is mikveh, it's collected, it's gathered together. Yes, minat Torah, he is tahar. He is tahar in that case. That is a body of water which is not in motion. Now there's a leak. there's a leak on the bottom which is flowing into the bottom. That leak we're calling hashaka. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm assuming that leak does not describe, a practical question, very practical question. Exactly the picture, the way you have it over there. The way you have the picture over there is, person, now, if you leave that leak the way it is, eventually there's going to be no water on the top anymore, right? The water is going to eventually leak out and become level with the top, right? Eventually the water is all going to leak out. I don't know if you're going to have 40 saw in there anymore, but right now it's a very slow trickle. It's a very slow trickle. Right now I go to the top portion, I dunk my body, and I'm tummy as can be. I was amamish, the mace alain came to shul to say kaddish for himself. Tummy as can possibly be. Is he tar? I think the answer is yes. Oh, but there's a leak. Maybe I'm wrong. The leak is insignificant. It's insignificant, the leak. So Mela, that mayim is geshmak water. It's tar water. What?
So the leak is what makes him tar because there's hashaka without that leak.
No, but I'm saying, forget about the leak. The leak is what's making the bottom mikvah tar. I'm talking about the top. If I were to dunk in the top right.
No, it's the other way around.
I know that's the mission. The mission is discussing when you're dunking in the bottom. I know what the mission is discussing. I'm asking you a theoretical question. In this picture, picture number 51, theoretically, if I dunk on the top right, exactly yeah. The way the picture shows it. There's a top right of good mega shaman water. And there's a bottom left of no good water. And there's a hashaka. The hashaka is created through a leak, correct?
Yeah.
If I now dunk my body, who's tummy, in the top right, do I become tahar?
As long as there's 40 so, yes.
Oh, but is it moving? Isn't the water moving? The water is in motion because there's a leak.
Right.
So I'm assuming now for the moment that the leak is insignificant. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Let's assume that the leak is insignificant. If I dunk on that body of water over there, am I tar? I'm assuming yes. How then can you compare this picture to picture number 50? In picture number 50, what's the equivalent of the top right? In picture number 54, it's the Mei Geshamim in the Oma flowing down the stream.
Yeah.
And the 40 saw flowing down the stream is, if I dunk in that, I'm not tar, I'm tummy.
Yeah.
So over here, the reason why the Hashaka works is because the source of Tahara is solid. Whereas, in picture number 54, the source of Tahara is 40 saw of water flowing down a stream, which can't do anything for me.
Unless maybe you say that it's totally on how close they are to each other. Meaning that if it goes through a pipe or goes through an amla.
No, but he says in the picture that even though be'etzem it's zoichalim, it says that it's zoichalim. In picture number 41, we're not saying it's going through a pipe. We're saying that it's zeichel, and we're saying that it's flowing. The water is flowing through a river, the Amma. And clearly, it means that when it's flowing through the river, the water is not going to be fit for tefillah. Mei gisham zeichel is no good. And yet we're saying, he's saying in this picture, that 40 saw would make contact with the water in the bar, then it would be metar the water. That's a tremendous chiddush. All right, let's leave it anyway. Let's go by it. Before you need double, you need to have double the amount. Double, like we said before, you need double to go through the cheshbon. Hainush naflu min amay min ha'amah lebar bekam apamim v'chol pam lo hoya ba'amah 40 saw bevasachas v'chol pam lo hoya ba'amah 40 saw bevasachas. What? What does this mean over here? ואף על פי שכדי שיושע מקווה צורך שלי בלוסך אחז באיני סוב יוצא מהבור אחז סוב רק עוזר נמוסי שיוצא מן השובים כל הממסו, היינו שנפלו מן המים מן האומו לבור בכמה פעמים ובכל פעם לא חוי באומו ממסו בבס אחרי. He's going back to the original Lisoid. The original case he said was, is that in the stream there's less than 40 saw. So that's fine, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't matter. You need it to flood 80. You need the mikvah to be flooded with 80 saw. He's saying over here, the case over here is going where there's 80. There's 40 saw in the mikvah, in the bar. There are 40 saw of mayim shum, so we have to flood it double. 80.
Right.
And even though in the mega shum that are flowing in, you never have in the mega shum more 40 saw. It doesn't make a difference. Who cares? It's mega shum. It's mega shum. He's just going back to the original case. The original case.
80 going in and
80
coming out. Yeah.
80 has to come out. All right. I really have to go. I really have to go. I have to take care of something very important.
Okay.
I have to. I'm just gotta go. I got a lot of things I gotta do.
Okay.
Thank you. So let's try to learn a little bit early tomorrow. Let's try to learn my work because I really 2:30 every day. I really. It's not a joke. I really gotta hustle. Okay. Let's try to learn tomorrow early.
The question is by Wallace June to tomorrow night.
Thursday. What's it? Today's Tuesday, right?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yom Shlishi. I hope it's Thursday. Who knows? I'll come the wrong day of the wedding. Who cares? They won't even notice the difference. I'm gone.
I don't what? Know, but then I want to give you I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't have to worry about that.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Don't even know I'm there. I once went to one of the wild. I went to Pinchas. I went mamish. I was moiser nefesh. To go to Himena Chasna, Pinchas, his brother. I really went, it was a very big ordeal. I went.
Lakewood.
I don't know, I don't remember. I really don't remember. And then I really went and I danced and I stood around for a long time. Then I come, Shav, he says to me, "Do you come to the wedding? Do you come to the wedding? Were you there? Were you there?" And I'm like, what? After all that, say to me, you don't even remember if I was there or not. Oily kined mesi, oily kined mesi. I'm a cholim zach that my presence makes a difference in this world. Oily kined mesi. It's the most haskel. Everything about life. Oily kined mesi. Imagine have any role to play in this world.
He's just an absent-minded professor. That's all. Don't take it to
heart. Zygazon. No, I'm not thinking. He's not asking my professor. It's just that my presence doesn't make a difference. That's the MS. The MS is the MS.
You should be happy that you're not noticed by people like him.
I am happy. I am happy. The older I get, the happier I am. The more anonymous, the better. The less of a footprint I leave in this world, delicious.
All right,
Zygazon, thank you very much for learning with me. All the best to you. Zygazon.
Thank you.